Hello, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 18 in the NIV. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers." Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram, your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God." Then God said to Abraham, "As for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner, those who are not your offspring. Whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in the flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." God also said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, "If only Ishmael might live under your blessing." So we see here God's big covenant with Abram now, as he changes his name to Abraham, which probably means the father of many. And this is the promise, but it comes with some conditions. So the sign of circumcision is a sign in the flesh. It's something that's deeply personal. And it's going to be established as part of the covenant, as a reminder. The God doesn't need reminding of his promise, but it's a reminder to Abraham and to his descendants that they are living under that promise. And we see that Abraham is now, he's still worshipping God, he still falls on his face, but he is laughing and saying, "How can this be?" Because he's old and Sarah is old and she's unable to have a child. And he's still asking God, "Could not Ishmael live under your blessing?" But that wasn't God's plan. It was never God's plan. And he will not create Abraham's line through Ishmael. So we need to bear in mind that sometimes our best plans that we try and make to try and get round a problem are not necessarily going to be blessed by God, that God will lead us and guide us in his ways. And I'm just going to pray for us now. Father, we thank you so much for your covenant, and the covenant we live under is a new covenant, sealed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a better covenant than even the one you gave to Abraham, which was amazing enough that you would bless him and make him a father of many nations. And we see the outworking of that in your church, and we see salvation coming through the Lord Jesus to many, many nations. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us to approach problems in the right way and bring things to you and to listen to your voice and follow your ways and not always be trying to make up solutions of our own when we're in a difficult situation, that we would do the things that you ask us to do and not our own bright ideas. And we pray today that you would bless us and guide us, give us opportunities to serve you and to worship you in our day-to-day lives. Amen.